I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story.
Now my little
Kiska D
is speaking reasonably.
Rehearsals are underway for Two River Theater's upcoming world premiere of A Doll's House that runs from February 21st through March 15th. It's a reimagination of the influential 19th century playwright Henrik Ibsen's controversial play. What is worth saving? This question still echoes nearly 150 years after Ibsen first constructed A Doll's House, with this sensational story about a dark secret that threatens to destroy a family. Ibsen created drama's first feminist and its heroine, Nora Helmer. The playwright brought the struggles for personal liberation to vivid life. In this world premiere adaptation, acclaimed director, writer, and filmmaker Justin Emeka reimagines A Dollhouse in 1950s New Jersey, weaving black culture into one of the most powerful plays ever experienced. I recently spoke with Justin Emeka about his vision for A Doll's House.
Well, you know, a lot of my work has to do with classical theater has to do with, kind of reimagining it through a black cultural lens. Every director of classical work, you know, has to kind of start their process with, like, why am I still telling this story 400,000 years later? What is still relevant about it to the audience? And, you know, sometimes people keep it right where it is. Sometimes people get creative with trying to find ways to get a contemporary audience to invest and see themselves inside the story. And my particular way is oftentimes weaving in black culture or black cultural references into the world of the play, you know, in a way that it's exciting. Now, I've always loved The Doll's House when Justin Waldman, the artistic director of Two Rivers, you know, approached me about directing Doll's House. I was like, yeah, I love that play. I said, now, you know what I do when I work with classical texts? And he was like, yes, I know what you do. I love it. So, you know, do you have an idea for Doll's House? And I said, yeah, I surely did. And then I started just weaving in, you know, a lot of my own personal background. I was born in New Jersey, you know, the theater's in New Jersey. So I said, well, what does it mean to be in New Jersey a little bit, loosely set, you know? And then we have this, you know, such like hard gender roles and conservatism and nuclear family. And so trying to think of a time in American culture where that really resonated, and that's the 1950s, you know, and kind of right on the tip of a social awakening that was happening in the 60s. And then so that's where I kind of started to bring those worlds in together. And then finally, you know, shining a light on like black middle class experience in America, because so often we think of blackness, black culture as kind of being at a deficit model. But there's been a long history in this country of black doctors, black lawyers, immigrants, you know, coming in. And so I just kind of wanted to also shine a light on that experience.
You can see my entire conversation with Justin Emeka on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.